If you're a podcast junkie like I am, you've probably thought about starting your own podcast. I can tell you firsthand that starting your own podcast was the best decision that I ever made in my life. Buzzsprout is the easiest and hands down the best way to launch a professional podcast. In fact, it's so good, Buzzsprout has already helped over 100,000 people launch their own podcast. Buzzsprout will get your podcast on the major directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. You even get a great looking website, audio players that you can drop into other websites, details, statistics to see who's listening to your podcast, tools to help promote your episodes, and on and on. Plus, Buzzsprout provides the necessary resources for podcasters to learn the ins and outs of podcasting from the people that eat, drink, and breathe podcasting. To start your own podcast and get a $20 gift card from Amazon, follow the link in the show notes to get started on your podcasting adventure today. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a professional podcast. Welcome to today's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. I am your host, Byron Pringle, and if you have not done so, hit that subscribe button so that you do not miss another episode of our podcast. And if you have been listening to us for a while, and you have not given us a rating and a review for our podcast, please head over to wherever you're streaming this episode from and leave us a rating and a review, because it only helps us to be seen by more people organically. Now, I really hope everyone is having a great summer, staying cool, spending time with your family and loved ones. Now, a few episodes ago, I mentioned on the podcast project series that my girlfriend and I started a sort of a summer bucket list. And I gotta say, I'm very happy with our progress and we're just about done. So a few examples is we've been to a drive-in movie, some wine tasting, miniature golf, bowling, stargazing, just to name a handful of things that we've done so far this summer. So it has been a great summer filled with several great moments. And the best part is that I'm just so blessed to share it with these moments with my girlfriend that I really love and care for. So now if you have any stories of your summer plans and what you've accomplished so far over your summer, please feel free to write into the show and share those stories with us. Just head over to our Facebook page and click on the send a message link and let us know. I'd love to share those stories with our fans and our active listeners. So today we are recording episode 1, day 1. On today's episode, I would like to share a story about a man who woke up each and every day doing the same thing day after day. So he lived a kind of a repetitive life here. He felt that his life was just wasting away. He was just not getting any sort of fulfillment out of his life. Now, it's easy to get discouraged, especially when everything is falling apart around you. You work tirelessly around the clock, and you cannot seem to find time with your loved ones, and when you do, you're just exhausted, very short-tempered. You snap at people easily. Now, the story takes place in a small town called Rockport, Maine. So this is a real city here. It's a small community about, I believe last time I checked, was like 3,500 when I wrote my script here. So Rockport, Maine. A young man named Travis Young was a manager at a law firm. He also worked at a gas station in the evenings just for some extra cash. Now, between both jobs, Travis would put in between 70 to 80 hours a week working nights and weekends. So you can tell a majority of his life was just dedicated to just the almighty dollar, just working tirelessly around the clock. Travis was also married to his wife, Vanessa, and they had three young kids. They had two boys and one girl. The boys were 11, 9, and the girl was 7. The children were extremely active in after-school programs, which unfortunately for Travis He hardly ever attend these activities with his kids and with his wife, just because of his demanding work schedules. Vanessa would usually videotape each soccer game and dance recital. Now, with Travis, he was just living off a few hours of sleep, you know, the energy drinks, the monsters, the rock stars, you know what I'm talking about. I know there might be some energy drink junkies that's listening to this podcast here. So, and then the usual junk food. Travis managed to do this until one Thursday morning. Travis was at the law firm, and he felt a very light. He felt very lightheaded, and he had a sharp pain in his chest. Now, it was about approximately about 11 a.m. Travis then collapsed, and he suffered his first heart attack at the age of 33. When he awoke in the hospital room, his wife and kids were all in tears. That dad was awake, but was he well? That was their concern, was he's conscious, he's awake, but is dad going to be all right? The doctor urged Travis that he needs to make some changes, or that if he continues to live out the life that he is living currently, his life would be a short one. Now, about 2 days later, after Travis was released from the hospital, Vanessa and him, they were sitting outside of their home, and they were on their back deck on their patio, and they're watching the sunset. And as he gazed out in the backyard, he was watching his children play, and he started to tear up and got very, very emotional because of this experience. So Vanessa spoke up and said, what's wrong, honey? Are you not feeling well? He slowly wiped his tears away from his eyes and said, y'all, I almost lost this moment. If God would have taken me on Thursday, I would have not be able to sit here with you and watch my children play and just spend this moment with you. Vanessa then gave Travis a hug and asked what his plans are for tomorrow, if he was planning on going to his job at the gas station. He then slowly looked up to the sky, and as the sun was setting, he said, no, enough is enough. It's time for me to quit my second job and work on a standard schedule at the law office. I am done sacrificing time with my family. So the next day, Travis and his family attended church for the first time together in several months. As Travis was sitting there listening to the message, he looked over to his beautiful wife and his children, and he thought how lucky he was to be married to a very sweet, passionate woman and be blessed with three healthy young children. The message was entitled Day One, and how we can always start over to make a new beginning with each day. Travis agreed that he needs to review his life plan and to make changes. So that evening, Travis laid out a plan that he and his family can all be excited for. Establishing a new diet, cutting out junk food, attending school functions with his family, becoming active in his church and his community, but most importantly, making date nights a priority with his marriage. Each and every morning, Travis wakes up, brews his coffee, prays before work, and it's all about your life mission and your plan, your time here on earth. Working is a part of life, and there's no escape with that. You gotta make a living, but let's not make it about our entire life. Work will always be here, but our family, our parents, our grandparents, our loved ones are only here temporarily. Make the change. Make today your day one. So let's be honest. It is easy to get discouraged or overwhelmed in today's world. Sometimes we take on too much, and it just seems impossible to find your purpose. The best judge of this is you. Let's be honest. This morning, when you woke up, how did you feel? Did you feel some anxiety, some depression, some sadness? If so, what is causing these feelings? Let's go ahead and take a moment, and if you'd like to pause me, you can. Take out a piece of paper and let's jot down a few things that are bothering you today. What can we do to get past these obstacles? And I know some obstacles may take longer than others, but if we wake up with a sense of purpose, with the I can attitude, and come up with a plan, and changing your mindset and reprogramming your mind will help with anxiety. What you are telling yourself each and every morning will weigh on you throughout your day. So if you're waking up and you're telling yourself that you're incompetent, you're unable, you're too small, you know, you're not fit, those negative sounds will echo throughout your day. Versus waking up and saying, hey, you know what? I'm healthy. I'm happy. I'm blessed. I was able to stand up on my 2 feet today. Those things will echo positive vibes throughout your day and will help lead you into more of a productive and happy mind state. So do you know what my morning routine looks like? I wake up, I go downstairs, I brew my coffee, and then I set up my kitchen table. Now, while my coffee is brewing, I pray, and I'm thankful because here's the thing. I'm thankful that I was able to wake up today, to live today, to be able to experience the things I will be experiencing today. I'm not dead, I'm alive. I am thankful that I was able to stand up on my 2 feet. Today, I am alive, and I am able to take charge of my destiny. No one else is in that driver's seat but myself. And what I choose to do today is my choice. Now, how I choose to live my today, it is my choice. And today is my day one for the rest of my life. So let's be thankful and humble and live out our God-given destiny. Make time for your family. Make time for those small experiences in life. But most importantly, make time for yourself. All right, friends, that is all the time we have for today's episode. So before we go, I would like to ask, how will your tomorrow look? Will tomorrow be your day one, the start of your next chapter in your life? So today's episode was inspired by the song Day One from Matthew West, one of my personal favorites. If you haven't heard it, please listen to it. I tell you what, it's such a huge inspiration, and it inspired me to write today's episode. So, if you love today's episode, please share it with someone you know and love. And I'm going to leave you the same way that I do at the end of each and every episode, to make it your God-given mission to be a blessing in someone's life. I love you guys. I appreciate all your support in love, and I hope you guys all have an amazing, amazing day. Take care.